hey guys, love the show, and I need you to settle a debate for me that I'm having with my stubborn boyfriend. And I noticed that she doesn't give the name. So we'll just call him Bob. Why not?
Why not?
Anyway, she says that we went to Walmart the other day, and you noticed out in the Walmart parking lot, they've got a lot of the big container. And I don't know if they're doing some rearranging the store or building or whatever, but some of the parking spaces are quite limited. And he does not like to park all the way in the back lot and walk. He likes to get up close. So he always pulls into the customer pickup spaces. And he does this everywhere we go. If we're up in Eugene, he will do it. And she goes, and I absolutely hate it. You're not supposed to use them, I said, unless a store has to bring stuff out to you. And he just laughed and called me a goody two-shoes. According to him, he said, it was just leftover rule from COVID where people are just afraid to go in the store. But so he just parks there. He gets out. And he goes into the store, and she is not a fan of that. She's embarrassed by it, and she wants to know if there's any way that we can knock some sense into him. And I said, well, we can't really knock any sense into him, but we could, you know, bring it up, share it with everybody, and see what everybody has to say. I don't know. What's your thoughts on the...
Do we know how old he is?
No. No,
old enough to drive, so old enough to know better.
I'm gonna go with probably late 20s, early 30s.
Sure,
I will just say that.
I like that because it feels like he's entitled,
right?
It feels like he's entitled. Parking there is a specific, especially if there's a sign up that's a specific spot for people that are using a service that the store is providing. And if you're not, the same thing with like Home Depot, I've noticed. And so they're always open, which is nice, but they have three parking spaces reserved for veterans. Well, how are you going to prove that? Anyone could park there. They don't have unless they have a veteran license plate, which I guess is, which is a way to prove it.
Yeah.
But what are you going to get a parking ticket? What are you going to do? Well, it's about respect. It's about respect for the store. It's about respect for the veterans. It's about respect for the handicap. That's why you don't park in the handicap spots. You don't park in the veteran spaces. You don't park up front. You don't do it. And if you feel like you're entitled enough to do it, then you're just a lazy piece of scum. And honestly, you could probably do better. You should break up with him. And I got a phone number for you. Because I always park out back. It's good for the calories and my Fitbit.
Well, and the fact, you know, walk a little bit. Hold Alex's hand while you're going in the store. There's a little moment where you can,
And you benefit. I don't like parking up close because vehicles, people door ding you.
Yeah.
They always door ding you. They park weird. They park sideways. They park cross-eyed. I don't know what's going on in this town, but they can't park, especially at the Walmart parking lot. So if you park at the back 40, you're ensuring safety, number one. You're ensuring door dings are not happening. That's great. You're ensuring fitness for your calorie intake and romance with holding hands for Alec. Yeah, great.
I hope he's not parking in like handicap spots too. I mean, it just sounds like...
I feel like you would have the mentality to do that, Moon.
Yeah.
I feel like you would have the mentality
to do it. Like if you go to, you know, many Walmarts will have, what, 10 handicap spots?
Yeah,
there's a lot of handicap spots.
A lot, yeah.
And you know they're not always being used. And so you just wonder. And I've seen cars without, which doesn't mean that the folks are not handicapped. There could be a good reason. Maybe somebody just came from the doctor and, you know, is having some issues.
Or they're in a different vehicle.
So I'm not going to sit there and prejudge that. But if you're parking in the spot where it's supposed to be the customer pickup and you're just too lazy to take the walk, then I think Alex is right, man. I think you're
she's a human. If she's embarrassed by the fact that he's doing that, then she's a human. He's a crud monster. And honestly, that means that he's probably not that good of a guy in bed. He probably has a really small wee-wee, and he doesn't know how to compensate. Honestly.
Wow, swinging for the fence. All right, well.
My Dr. Phil senses are tingling on this one. He has a real issue with intimacy. That's what it is.
You got your Dr. Phil thoughts along with the grooves? Love to hear from you. 4409103.
My rule is, handicap spots, never. Those pickup spots at a restaurant, no. But at a grocery store, yes.
Sounds to me like, according to Dr. Groobs, you need to find a new man. Because if this guy's got disrespect in his spaces, he's going to have disrespect for you. That's what I think, personally. Mm-hmm.
It's called being lazy. If I was handicapped, I use one of them. And if I depart somewhere where I'm not supposed to, I put my four-ways on.